This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A high school in Austin's East Side is again facing the possibility of state closure. East Side Memorial High School has received the state stamp of being academically unacceptable since 2004. Back in 2008, it was closed and reopened with a new name. It used to be called Johnston High School for decades. AISD was permitted by the state to keep operating Eastside Memorial High School after it submitted a plan to the Texas Education Agency that included hiring a charter school operator to run an in-district charter school at Allen Elementary that would feed into Eastside Memorial. But a newly elected school board in December canceled that contract because of anger from many people in that neighborhood who said the school district acted too quickly and didn't consult them thoroughly about changing the use of Allen Elementary. Well, now the district is in many respects back to square one. Earlier today, I spoke with the superintendent, Maria Karstarfin, and I began by asking her how she felt to have her work to implement an in-district charter school disposed of by the school board.
Well, it's a very complex issue that has plagued this particular community for decades. And I think the people of Austin understand more about that history than I probably will ever fully understand, only, you know, being here for, 3.5 years. My job as the superintendent is to ensure that we carry out our board-approved goals and the direction of the board. When the board takes action, I implement their will. The board that approved the original design and contract made their decision, and we implemented that design. We make recommendations. We make the best ones we can with the information we have, and then the board decides how they'd like to move forward. Under the new board, they've made a decision too, and our administration will implement and support the direction of the board.
Well, now the board is facing three options, I believe, that the Education Commissioner Michael Williams has presented to you. Mm-hmm. What are those three options?
One is to repurpose the school. The second is closure. The third is alternative management. And if we cannot sort out a partner, we will need to prepare, and this is what the board has been talking about as of late and as recently as Monday's meeting. We will need to plan for a potential closure or alternative management decision.
Now, when you talk about closure, does that mean a closure similar to what happened to Johnston High School, where the school is not shuttered and condemned, but there is new staff hired and is repurposed, if you will, with different staff and different administration?
Closure with repurposing. Repurposing means it closes, you get to redo the design, and it does open and you have instructional activity. Where we are today, closure means that you have to end all instructional activity on the campus. You have to reassign all of the students to another campus. Then you have to have a contingency plan that would include the impact on students, faculty, and the facility itself. You also have to make steps around support for the receiving schools. And we believe, given that this would be the first time that AISD would be closing a high school potentially permanently, I know people don't think about it a lot, but if you really think about the impact on the student, this one will be harder than anything we've ever experienced in the district before. And having never done this before, I have never been in a district where we were playing it this close to a potential full closure of a high school at a late time in a school year. There will probably be consequences and considerations that we don't even know yet.
So that's clearly the worst case scenario is closure.
Well, I mean, depends on how you see the world. I think alternative management is looking pretty bleak. It's not only do you get it's like a closure plus the commissioner gets to pick who is a provider for the school, and that is out of our control. Once that provider is found, we relinquish all control of the school. So you're running a school that you don't control at all. We would have to execute a contract that does not give us probably the upper hand in negotiations. And once that contract is negotiated, the district must assume all cost for that provider. And that one, to me, is even worse than closure, because you close and you don't get to open a design that you as a district may not particularly agree with. So I do think it could get worse.